This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, August 9th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Likely Stabenow's successor calls for farm bill talks. House GOP debates biofuel credits and EPA collecting data on CAFOs. Now here's a programming note. Daybreak will not be published next week. The next edition, Monday, August 19th. Klobuchar, Senate ag leaders need to compromise on a farm bill. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Minnesota Democrat in line to take over as chair or ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee next year, insists it's still possible to pass a new farm bill in the lame duck session at the end of the year. In an interview with Lydia Johnson for this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, Klobuchar says Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan and ranking Republican John Bozeman of Arkansas need to start negotiating on a compromise bill in the next month or two. There's not huge differences in policy. There's some differences in the funding. So we get that worked out. And then we could pass it in the lame duck by putting it on something else, Klobuchar says. Now take note, Stabenow's retiring from the Senate. Klobuchar says being tapped as Senate Ag Chair or Ranking Member, depending on which party controls the chamber, would be an honor. This week's Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. House R's could face fight over green subsidies. A battle could be brewing among House Republicans over the future of key tax credits for biofuels and clean energy in the next Congress. 18 House Republicans sent a letter to Speaker Mike Johnson this week seeking to protect energy tax credits in the IRA, which was enacted with only Democratic support in 2022. The lawmakers' letter doesn't specify the tax credits they're concerned about, but the 45Z credit that takes effect in January could potentially benefit a range of agriculture feedstocks that can be used for sustainable aviation fuel and other biofuels. Prematurely repealing energy tax credits, particularly those which were used to justify investments that already broke ground, would undermine private investments and stop development that is already ongoing. A full repeal would create a worst-case scenario where we would have to spend billions of taxpayer dollars and receive next to nothing in return, lawmakers say in the letter first reported by E&E News. On Thursday, Texas GOP Representative Chip Roy blasted the letter's authors in a post on X. In April 2023, every GOP rep that signed this letter voted to repeal the IRA's climate subsidies. Now they want to preserve the so-called green handouts to Democrats' corporate cronies. The GOP must ignore K Street lobbyists and refuse to fund the climate corporate cronies destroying our country, he said. Keep in mind, as a practical matter, Republicans must retain control of the House and win the Senate and White House to roll back the IRA. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. EPA gathering data on CAFOs for study. EPA plans to finish a study next fall to inform consideration of potential new discharge limits for concentrated animal feeding operations. Morgan Tichy in the EPA's Office of Water told a federal advisory panel the agency has been reaching out for data on all aspects of CAFOs to state environmental and agriculture agencies, environmental groups, and USDA. EPA's review was prompted by a petition from Food and Water Watch, which is seeking tighter regulations on CAFOs. According to EPA statistics, 29% of large CAFOs have discharge permits. Large CAFOs have 1,000 or more cattle, 2,500 or more hogs. By the way, a discussion at the Animal Agriculture and Water Quality Subcommittee yesterday illuminated the difficulty of finding a uniform way to address manure discharges. After a presentation on best management practices as BMPs used in Pennsylvania, including trees planted near streams, Tina Gunter of the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture said, quote, number one, we're lucky to have streams that are actually flowing. And number two, if you could grow trees on those streams, you wouldn't want to because they take up water. And then people would have less water to be able to utilize. From a BMP standpoint, it's virtually impossible to find one size fits all. Yet as EPA, that's what you kind of have to do, she said. FDA asked for comments on pre-market review of animal food ingredients. The feed industry says it will work with FDA as it develops a new process for evaluating animal food ingredients. FDA is officially seeking comments on its plan for pre-market review of animal food ingredients, which has been implemented for 17 years. That under a memorandum of understanding with the Association of American Feed Control Officials. American Feed Industry Association President and CEO Constance Coleman said last week her group was concerned the move would cause, quote, uncertainty in the regulatory review process. The AFIA will continue working with the FDA and the AAFCO on next steps to ensure any proposed changes to the current review process bring about clear requirements for members and some sense that new ingredients will be reviewed in a timely and consistent manner across state and federal jurisdictions. You can read more on our website at www.agripulse.com. BLM plans for Federal Advisory Committee on Public Lands Rule. The Bureau of Land Management intends to develop an advisory committee to guide the agency's implementation of a recently finalized rule allows conservation leases for public lands and puts land protection and restoration on equal footing with grazing, energy development, and other long-standing uses. At a press release yesterday, BLM said the committee will, quote, represent a broad and diverse range of stakeholders and interests and will help inform outreach and engagement, advise on best management practices, and participate in the development of agency guidance to support implementation. Take note, the agency also released a set of guidance documents for the rule, including instruction memoranda, information bulletins, and manuals. That according to the press release. Here's today's final word. Energy tax credits have spurred innovation, incentivized investment, and created good jobs in many parts of the country, including many districts represented by members of our conference. That House GOP members in their letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson about the IRA tax incentives. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, August 9th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.